Oasis Audio presents The Goodness of God by Randy Elkhorn. Read for you by Randy Elkhorn.
Paul Scherer writes, I know the things that happen, the loss and the loneliness and the pain, but there's a mark on it now, as if someone who knew that way himself, because he had traveled it, had gone on before and left his sign, and all of it begins to make a little sense at last, gathered up, laughter and tears, into the life of God with His arms around it. Introduction. A search we all share. During the 2 years it took to research and write my large book, If God is Good, Faith in the Midst of Suffering and Evil, many people asked me what I was working on. I expected my answer, containing the words evil and suffering, would prompt a quick change of subject. Most, however, expressed keen interest and asked penetrating questions. Several launched into their own stories, as if having received permission to uncork the bottle. What, after all, is more universal to human experience than suffering? And what can be more important than the perspective we bring to it? When it's deeply personal. You may be looking for answers to a philosophical problem or an intellectual struggle. Or you may be looking less for answers than for hope. When a child has fallen off a bicycle, her father doesn't give a lecture about nerve endings, skin tissue, and the role of blood as it's pumped by the heart. He reassures the child that he's there for her and everything will be okay. For you, the answer may simply be, God really does love me. If something like abuse, desertion, debilitating disease, or the loss of a loved one has devastated you, then suffering isn't theoretical or philosophical. It's deeply personal. In writing his magnificent story of redemption, God has revealed...